Lent, Week 2, Tuesday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus, the Son of ransomed earth, shed in our inmost souls thy light, as in spring days a fairer birth heralds each morn the doom of night. This hour of grace thou dost impart, teach us with flowing tears the stain to cleanse from every victim heart that longs to feel love's welcome pain. The day is come, the accepted day, when Greece like nature flowers anew. Trained by thy hand the surer way, rejoice we in our springtime too. Let the whole earth in worship bow, great God, before thy mercy seat, as we, renewed by grace, do now with praises new thy presence greet. Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Psalm 42. Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth, let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God, I will praise him still, my Saviour and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, send forth your light and your truth. Lord, come to our help all the days of our life. A Canticle from Isaiah 38. I said, in the noontide of my days I must depart. I am consigned to the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look upon man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day to night you bring me to an end. I cry for help until morning. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. From day to night you bring me to an end. Like a swallow or a crane I clamour, I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed, be my security. Lo, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but you have held back my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you, death cannot praise you, those who go down into the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, he thanks you, as I do this day. The Father makes known to the children your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing to stringed instruments all the days of our life at the house of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, come to our help all the days of our life. To you our praise is due in Sion, O God. Psalm 64. To you our praise is due in Sion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us are offences, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Saviour, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water, you fill it with riches, your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth, you drench its furrows, you level it, soften it with showers, you bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, abundance flows in your steps, in the pasture of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat, they shout for joy, yes, they sing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. A reading from Joel chapter 2. Come back to me with all your hearts, fasting, weeping, mourning. Let your hearts be broken, not your garments torn. Turn to the Lord your God again, for he is all tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in graciousness, and ready to relent. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters, and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. You have only one teacher, who is in heaven, Christ the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You have only one teacher, who is in heaven, Christ the Lord. Intercessions. Let us pray to God the Father, who gave his only Son, the Word made flesh, to be our bread of life. May the message of Christ in all its richness live in our hearts. Father, may we hear your voice this Lent, and pass with Christ from death to life. May we celebrate his Easter feast with great joy and love. May the message of Christ in all its richness live in our hearts. Teach us to live by your Spirit, and help us to bring faith to those who doubt. May the message of Christ in all its richness live in our hearts. May the knowledge of Christ penetrate our minds and our hearts. May it find expression in all our ways of living. May the message of Christ in all its richness live in our hearts. Purify your church in these days of salvation. Make her the living witness of your presence in the world. May the message of Christ in all its richness live in our hearts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Watch over your church, Lord, with unfailing compassion, and since, left to ourselves, we are prone to evil, By your grace, turn us away from all that is harmful, and direct us into the way of salvation. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.